Guinness World Records are always interesting. It'd be fun to get there for, you know, maybe eating the most Dutch apple pie or something with ice cream. But
you really can make anything into a record these days.
Yeah, you can. But this is pretty interesting. And it's great when it, you know, somehow is a community event. And it comes from Amman, Jordan. An unusual Guinness World Record being broken there. Thousands of people created a giant poster made out of more than, get this now, 18,000 sticky notes. Yes, 18,000 sticky notes, not with just messages like don't forget to get milk and eggs, but with Mother's Day wishes on them. Isn't
that
cool?
Wonderful.
I know it. Yeah, the record was set just on March 21st, which is Mother's Day in Jordan.
Yeah.
The collection of messages.
I just said, yeah, like I knew that. I didn't know that.
Amazing global knowledge. The collection of messages penned by both kids and adults around Jordan broke the Guinness World Record for the largest sign made with Mother's Day wishes.
Have you ever seen it when someone post-it notes a vehicle? Probably don't do that to your mom. Because I've seen it done very artfully where they'll take different color post-it notes and they will completely cover someone's vehicle. And so they'll outline the windows and the wheels and do it with all different shades of post-it notes. That's probably not nearly as kind as this because it takes a long time to get them off.
What I'm aware of as I look at this is I have not seen that. But I'm glad somebody's not done it to my vehicle. But how competitive are we as humans? When I read this story, even before I was done reading it aloud to you just moments ago on the air, I'm thinking, maybe we could beat them. Maybe we could beat them in May. I'm like, Mark, I mean, celebrate with them. But immediately I'm
thinking,
sure
we could get 3M to sponsor that and provide them all for free. So we need to beat 18,000, right?
We need to beat 18,000 sticky notes.
All right. Well, I mean, if every listener just sent in a sticky note, we would probably beat it by two or three times. So all right, let's do it.
It's one thing to think it. It's another thing to do it. But you have the ambition to, you know,
where would
pull
we
it off.
Stick them all to?
That's a problem.
We need a big wall.
Not our car. I think
somewhere.
We've determined that.
I think the president's building one. Maybe we could put it there.
Yes.
Bello.
Well, Halvo's testing out some of these words as we're trying to say them off the air to see if we can bring them on the air.
If you use these in Scrabble, for sure you would be challenged, right?
Nerdle. That's such a great one. Things you never knew had names. And again, this is from the interweb somewhere.
This
Halvo,
is
but
great.
Things you never knew had games. So again, kick off the list here.
All right. Petrichor. Petrichor is the way it smells outside after rain.
I love that
so
smell.
So how would you use that? How would you say that? You go,
you'd go petrichor.
Honey, it's just a great petrichor. Come here quick. It's just a great petrichor. I don't
Perlicue know. Perlicue is the space between the thumb and the forefingers, and I would add the space where it really stinks to get a paper cut.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Perlicue.
A womble is when your stomach is rumbling.
Mom, my tummy is wombling. Glabella is the space between your eyebrows.
Who knew, right?
Well, if you burn them off from getting too close to fireworks, it's 4th of July.
Unless you have a unibrow. Lanule.
He really has no glabella.
The white crescent shaped part of the nail.
Huh. Never knew that. Nurdle. Again, things you never knew had names. Nurdle is a tiny dab of toothpaste. Please, please, Colgate and Crest, instead of saying use a pea sized amount for children's serving sizes, so to speak, for toothpaste, say just put a nurdle on there. Just a nurdle.
Great.
It's good.
Wow. Write a kid's book with all these words in it. Barm is the foam on a beer. Okay.
All right. Rosetta is the lines on the inside of your wrist.
Overmorrow is the day after tomorrow.
Oh. I'll see you overmorrow. Minimus is your little toe or finger. That's way better than saying, like, pinky toe.
Or just saying exactly that, yeah. Zarf is the cardboard sleeve on a coffee cup.
Things you never knew had names here on the Wib Wake Up Show. Dysania, the state of finding it hard to get out of the bed in the morning. So that's
I've been there
lately.
Please
don't treat that condition. I want it to stay the way I have my MyPillow sheets.
Yes, I know. Amazing. Right, they are. The Giza sheets. It really is true. Hard to get out of bed. The collie wobbles is when you have butterflies in your stomach. You're nervous. You got the collie wobbles.
Can you imagine saying that to a beautiful young lady on a first date, guys? It's like, you just give me collie wobbles. Not sure if you'd get a second date
exactly.
for saying that or not.
Exactly.
A walking dictionary. Griffinage. Unreadable handwriting. That's probably when I sign the log here to my right every day. It's Griffinage because no one can tell.
I did for the first couple years think you were a doctor. Paresthesia is that pins and needles feeling.
Oh, and going along with minimus. Okay, minimus is your little toe or finger. Morton's toe, when your second toe is bigger than your big toe.
Wow. Okay. Well, it is longer, right? They're typically longer,
sure.
not wider.
I wonder if they're thinking like girth.
Yeah. And
toe.
Finally, a Brannock device is the thing they use to measure your feet at the shoe store.
Oh. things you never knew had names.
Have we ever done a more educational segment than we just did?
Petrichor. Put a nurdle on it. All right, Mac Brock with Greater Things. A lot of simple words in this one reminding us of who our God is and what he has done. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.